Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
Of the many people who loved and supported me, I was thinking about two ladies as I prepared for this recording. Bertha and Val Jean were some of my favorites for just a simple reason when I was a child. They encouraged me with applesauce and Milky Way cookies. That's right. When I was a boy, Bertha used to make homemade applesauce, and she knew that I really liked it. She would often fill several square-shaped Tupperware containers. I still remember that shape. And she'd give them to my mom to put in our freezer. Now, I wouldn't say that our freezer was always stocked with those, but that's one of the ways I can remember Bertha encouraging my family and me. And Val Jean was a great pianist, but she was a great cookie maker, too. She used to make these Milky Way cookies that were so good. They had an actual piece of a Milky Way bar in the center of the cookie. When my teenage years, she'd ask me what kind of cookie I wanted, and I'd tell her a Milky Way. She'd bake them and give me a whole plate of those things. Just a simple way to encourage and support me as I was starting out playing music in church, and sometimes even with her. You know, there's many small ways to encourage and serve others, and maybe you can think of some ways that someone has encouraged you in your local church even in the past. Well, last week, we looked at one of our identities as a believer in the local church, that we are partners in the gospel. Go back to episode 44, you can listen to that, but I want to continue that theme today by taking our 5 minutes to focus today by looking at another aspect of our identity within the body of Christ, as Paul tells us in Philippians 1. You are a partaker of grace. Philippians 1:6 says, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." Paul knew that God began the work in the Philippian believers and that God would complete that work. The Christians at Philippi are partners in the gospel, and verse 7 says that they are partakers of grace. They experienced the grace of God as they grew in their own faith, and they are continuing to grow and serve and carry out the Lord's purposes. Paul's confidence in their spiritual growth and service was appropriate, he says in verse 7, because Paul knew that the Philippians were partakers with him of grace. Well, a couple of ways to understand this being a partaker of grace. First, there's the general sense in which God's grace in salvation is imparted to those who believe. They were all saved, so they've all experienced God's grace. God's unmerited, undeserved favor is the source of all that we are, and all that we've done, and all that we will do. But it also could be referring to a specific sense of the calling on Paul's life. You see, God's grace was given to Paul in the apostolic calling. The Philippians were partakers of grace by supporting him as he lived out his calling of proclaiming the gospel. The immediate context supports this understanding because Paul mentions that they were partakers of grace both in his imprisonment and his defense and confirmation of the gospel. In other words, in the good and the bad, the Philippians stood by Paul. They were still partaking of grace with him by supporting him and living out his calling. You know, this is one of the blessings of the body of Christ. Not only are those who are saved experiencing the blessings of God's grace imparted to them, but we get to partake in grace as we support and encourage each other to live out the calling God has placed on our lives. You do realize that you have the privilege to pray for one another for the strength and resources to serve the Lord. Do you realize that you have the opportunity to encourage one another? Do you realize you have the opportunity to support one another in a variety of ways? And all of this because we are partakers of grace. We understand the grace of God imparted to us in salvation, and we strive with others to live out the calling of God in our lives. I hope you see how blessed you are to be part of the body of Christ. Well, I want to encourage you in two specific ways. First is this, if you're not part of the body of Christ, if you are not part of a local church, you need to start attending a Bible-believing church. You weren't meant to strive for Christ alone. You need the support and accountability of others. Well, if you are well-connected already to a local church, look for ways to support each other through the ups and downs. Encourage those who are in your family. Welcome those who come into your church. See how you can build others up to be active in living out what God has called them to do. How can you be a source of refreshment to others in your church family? Maybe a text, maybe some other message you can send, maybe a phone call or a visit, maybe a small gift to encourage someone who's struggling in a certain way. Refresh others, encourage others. We are partakers of grace, and what a blessing. Well, I hope this has been encouraging to you. If you have an idea for a future podcast episode, go to my website, ryanstrother.com, and click the button at the top right that says Submit Podcast Episode Idea. I will talk with you next week.
Thanks for listening to 5 to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.